Are you enjoying the event, baby boy? Yeah. Well, it's a big deal, right? Humbler just went public. We have to put on a good show for our billion users. You are very sexy in a black tie, and your tush is looking particularly spankable today. Yes, I know. You're so good at standing back, watching everything and observing. But you know what else you're good at that you might not be aware of, my sweetheart? Well, I get to deflect all the advances of horny boys as they come on to me here because I can point to you. And once they see I've captured my perfect little shy pet, they seem to get the message. Yes, of course I flirt with them. Have you enjoyed watching me flirt with the others? I thought so. Yes, I'm going to go rub some elbows. You stay here and you watch. I want to know what you're thinking about all these people when we get home. Okay. I'll be back. Did you notice? Did you notice that woman checking you out? Oh, I did. Thank you for the red wine. You're so thoughtful to have got that for me while I mingled. She was looking at you and glancing at me. I think she was sizing up the competition. Yes, the blonde. Do you see her? Yes, she finds you very attractive. She's not the only one either. No, of course not. You're always so oblivious to women checking you out. Well, you assume that you're not on their radar because you're over here on the sidelines. Well, we're in the spotlight. But what you don't understand is that women have a little bit of a radar when it comes to shy boys like you. They know to look for you on the edges of a thing. How about I just sit down next to you? We're blocked by this table, and that means I can slide my hand onto your thigh. Honey, your leg. Feel your responses to the people in front of us. See if you like the idea of these women checking you out, thinking about you, wondering about you. Drink my wine. Look, there's another one. Yes, she is dark and exotic, isn't she? What a beautiful flower. How about I just slide my hand up your thigh a little bit further and down. Oh, you are very excited. How about I just tease you a little as I sit here and drink my wine looking so innocent. The look on your face is priceless. Shh, shh, shh. Don't moan too loudly. Would you like me to do more? This table has a very, very long tablecloth on it. I could possibly slip under the table, unzip you. How about I unzip you now? You're wearing a black tux. Oh, there you are in my hand now. Nobody can tell. Shh, it's okay. The only way they'll be able to tell is if your face gives us away. And if you twitch too violently, just don't come. The black would definitely show, and then everybody would know. Since Humbler is now a publicly traded company, and everybody knows that we're anti-slut-shaming, anti-kink-shaming, they know that I'm naughty. So they would know that you came on your pants, so don't come. Just let me stroke you under the table. That's right. Clench your hands. together, baby boy. Yes. My good boy. Thank you for the wine. It was a good choice. It looks like I have to go give a speech. I'm going to stop stroking. Oh, it's a little bit of pre-cum. I'm going to leave you like that. Yes, you have permission to put yourself away. I'm going to go give my little speech and then I'll come back, okay? Good boy. So how did I do? A good speech, lots of kinky content made tame right there in plain sight. Well, you know how I like to play. I just can't believe how amazing you look. Are you still thinking about all those women noticing you? Well, you're blushing. It's a good look on you. But you know when you look even better than in a tux? Well, this very morning when we showered together, I liked teasing you this morning, kissing that W that you had tattooed on your ass. Oh, yes. Well, your bum is one of my favorite things, isn't it? I liked marking my property. Do you like being mine, Even though all these women are wanting you, wanting to know what it is about you that's attracted my attention, I'm sure they'd like to take you out for a spin. What would you say if I lent you to one of these celebrities? Oh. Well, we can talk about that more later when you're not quite so flustered. I'll be right back. I need to go catch that particular celebrity real quick before he leaves. You are my favorite person here. Let me just cop a feel and see if... yes, you are still excited. Oh, my good boy. I'm going to have fun with you tonight. I'll be back. I think that was a successful meeting. You're such a patient boy. You know, I was thinking while I was walking around that this morning was great. Showering with you, teasing you, putting you on your knees and having you lick me. Yes, you're very talented. Did you like the way you made me moan? Made me tremble. Yes, the power does go both ways, doesn't it? Yes. It was good, but I did notice when I was getting ready that you left your towel on the floor. You're such a good boy. You do so many things right. Why did you do that? You know it's my pet peeve. Wet towels on the floor. You know, it's been quite a while since I turned you over my knee and warmed your bare behind. Are you missing that? In a subtle way, are you asking for your bottom to be warmed by my cute little hand? I think you are. Well, I think it's been too long since I spanked you. So as soon as we get home, you're going to pick up your towel and you're going to take down your pants and you're going to give me your bottom. Yes, I want to see that little tattoo jiggle on your right butt cheek where I branded you as mine. We don't want that towel nonsense to become a gateway drug for naughty behavior, do we? Oh no, you're such a good boy for me. Yes. Well, I love you, darling. I want to keep you forever. That means we have to make sure you're obedient, right? Mm. Do you think your cock will get hard when you get a spanking again? Well, it did last time. It was leaking pre-cum when I stood you up and I licked you. Do you remember how aroused you were? Oh, yes. Maybe I'll do that again this time. Perhaps. How about I leave you alone to think about that? To ponder, yes. Somebody could overhear me. They might hear what a naughty boy you were. Does that make you blush more than me stroking her cock earlier? Oh my God, it does. The idea of someone hearing about a punishment. I think that might be turning you on. I bet I just pat your ass right here in front of everyone. My tush, my good boy. Well, baby boy, it's time to go. Yes, you have been an amazing little piece of arm candy for me today. Walk with me. Walk with me to the limo. It's right down these stairs. I had it pulled around. Oh, what a gentleman holding the door for me. When I get in, let's scoot over. Join me. I think it's time for us to go home and get that spanking done. Yes. Would you pass me my phone? I haven't had it with me this whole time. Oh, it looks like I have a message from Captain America. Yes. Do you like knowing that I have a dual identity? Does it make you hot to think of me as the blonde Avenger? You say I'm the world's greatest superhero, but I think you're a little biased. Yes. Well, let's see what old Captain America needs. He received a secret mission, but he doesn't know what it is because he can't get his decoder to work in his email. Again, a true lost boy who needs my help. Let me just text him back. You look like you're getting a little cocky over there. Oh, you thought that I would get distracted by this message from S.H.I.E.L.D., by being a superhero, that I would forget all about your punishment? Oh my. Send. Here, put my phone down for me, baby boy. You're gonna find out how good I am at time management. It looks like we have a few minutes till we get home. So whatever am I to do with my naughty boy? First the towel, then cocky. You know I love a challenge. Take down your pants and come here. Yes, your underwear too. Pull them down to your knees and then lay over my lap. What a nice spankable bottom. It's jiggling slightly when we hit the bumps. Oh, don't clench. Don't clench. You need some spanks. Were you a naughty boy today? My naughty boy, yes. There we go. Did you like that one? You now have one handprint. Let's give you another on the other butt cheek. I do like things symmetrical. Good boy. I want you to count for me. Count out loud. How many spanks have you had? Yes. Say two, Miss Wendy. Good boy. Just rub the sting away. Count for me as I spank you. Good boy. Yes, you're not going to keep being a naughty boy, are you? How many is that? That's right. Your tush is jiggling for me. Oh, you You're starting to like it, aren't you? Oh, I always like spanking you, my darling. There's always time for a spanking. That's right. I love having this ass to spank. There's always time. I'll never be too distracted to give this cute bum some attention. Oh, no. So tell me, baby boy, my naughty pet. Are you getting excited? Do I feel that cock of yours getting hard on my hip? Is that what I feel? You getting all excited? Keep counting. You're doing good. We're almost halfway there. Oh, baby boy. I want your bum to be sore. I want you to remember. To remember to put your towel away. To remember who you belong to. To feel owned. Cared for. And mine. I want this to be red for a while. And so do you, don't you, pet? My good boy. It's always time for my pet. That's it. Fuck. I'm getting all turned on. When we get home, I have to go in. I have to go into S.H.I.E.L.D. And you, my baby boy, you are going to go inside. Once we get to Bird Manor, you're going to go upstairs. You're going to leave your pants down. Go up the stairs with your pants down. Your cute red ass on display. And you're going to stand in the corner for me, aren't you? No rubbing your bottom. You go straight to our bedroom. And you go to the corner. And you think about your cheeky behavior. And you're going to think about what a good boy you're going to be for the rest of the night. Oh, keep your hands on your head. Good question. Nice. Counting. What a nice, sore bottom. It's been too long since we had a punishment like this. Yes. Such a nice ass. You're going to go upstairs and you're going to do as I said, right? Get on your knees and kiss me. I love squeezing it. Your ass is so hot. So warm from my attention. Let me just slide my hands around the front and check. Just as I suspected. You are turned on. You take that cute gluteus maximus upstairs and you wait in the corner for me. I have no idea how long I will be, but I do know that you will be waiting for me in the corner, just like I told you. Good boy. Now get out. Bye, baby boy. Honey, I'm home. Look at you. You're so adorable in the corner. Such a good boy. Let me see if you picked up your towel. Oh, not only is it picked up, it appears that you made all of the towels in our master bathroom into origami art. You've been practicing? You cheeky pet. Such a good boy. Did you set me up with that towel trick? Oh, you wanted that spanking, didn't you? Oh, my naughty boy. As adorable as you look in that corner, I want to see you. I want to take this tuxedo off of you. Yes, Yes, I had fun fighting. Kink shaming by day and fighting evildoers by night, protecting those poor lost boys that haven't figured out how to defend themselves. Yes. Come here. Let me undo that top. Oh, you're such a tease. You're such a brat sometimes. It's adorable. Take this off. Oh, look at you. Your pants around your ankles. Oh, your cock starting to grow again. Let me kiss it. Mm. And your white tuxedo shirt and bow tie. Let me just back up. I want to take a mental snapshot. Mm. Turn around. Oh, there's my handprints on your cute bum. You are so fuckable, baby boy. Take off your pants. Mm-hmm. You can leave them on the floor, no punishments. I want you on the bed now so I can take care of your bum. Mm-hmm. Lay on your stomach. That's right. I want to cuddle you and rub the sore away. Oh, soothe your red little butt. Yes, you are such a good boy. That's why I keep you. That's why I branded you. You earned that, didn't you, pet? My wonderful baby boy. Yes. You're very cute in just your tuxedo shirt and bow tie. Do you like me snuggled against you in my fancy dress? My heels still on. Well, I put it back on so I could tease you. Of course, I took it off to fight crime. But I know you like the way I look. Maybe I'll let you unwrap your present. But I kind of had something else in mind. Mm-hmm. I want to cuddle you for a little while. Rub your sore butt. Tell you how cute you are. I had several ladies ask about you. Hot. One was a supermodel. Oh, she said, is there something special about the shy boys? The unassuming ones. And I assured her that there really is. The boys that go for walks. The boys that sometimes talk to themselves. The ones that wear glasses and they push them up their noses. All of you shy boys. Special. Good in the bedroom. Thoughtful. Sweet. She perked up quite a bit. And then I pointed one of the shy boys out in the crowd. You should have seen her. She started hunting him like a cougar. Oh, I assume he's having a very good night tonight. He looked flustered. Like the first time I approached you. Do you remember? You didn't know who I was at the time. You only knew that I was gorgeous. And that I was telling you what to do, and yet you responded, didn't you? My good boy. Just like you're going to respond now. Roll over onto your back. Yes, you made me feel so good this morning in the shower. I want to return the favor. Would you like to come for me? Consider that spanking foreplay. I am very, very turned on. And you are very handsome in my bed, wearing just that tuxedo shirt. And my brand. How about I come down here and lick and kiss and tease. This cock of yours. Do you want me to suck on it? You're gonna have to say please, Miss Wendy. Good boy. You're very hard. Harder than you were when I was teasing you at the party. I'm gonna give you a choice. Where do you want to come? Do you want to come on my tits? Do you want to come on my face? You want to come in my pussy? Well, I did get dressed again. In this tight evening gown, but I did not put my panties back on. Well, I know how much you love my pussy. It's quite wet for you already. How about I just climb up your body? Pull this tight skirt up. Put your hands behind your head, baby boy. I'm gonna do all the work tonight. Do you like what you see? How about I slide along the back of your cock? As it's up against your belly, just get it even wetter. My good boy deserves a reward. Making you all wet. I was wet the whole time. I was fighting with Captain America. Oh, yes, he is cute, but I want you, my baby boy. All those muscles are a little much for me. I like you just the way you are, yes. Do you want to go inside me? Say please, Miss Wendy. Give me the puppy dog eyes. That is your superpower against me. Just get up and line you up with me and then slide down. You feel good. Oh, you want me to move? Where's the puppy dog eyes? Oh, there they are. Put my hands on your chest and just rock on you. Do you think you're going to last very long? Are you going to come for me, huh? Are you going to give me the cum, or am I going to take it from you? Milk you. You have me very turned on from that spanking, from teasing you in public, and from just how fucking cute you are. I don't think I'm going to last very long, baby boy. How about I reach up and pull my tits out of this dress, huh? Oh, there's one. And there's the other. Oh, you like them? Like to see them bouncing as I speed up. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby boy. Thinking about how red your butt right now is. Oh, I can't even talk. Honey. Oh, baby boy, I'm gonna come. Oh, naughty pet. I'm gonna come on your cock. Do you wanna come with me? Okay. 10. 9. 8. Oh, I'm gonna come. You don't come. 7. 6. 5. 4. Fuck. 3. 2. 1. Come for me. Oh, that's right. Oh, fill me up, baby boy. Oh, my body feels so good. Come for me. That's right. Oh, yes. Oh, your red butt flexing underneath me as you explode inside me. Oh, that's right. Oh, what a good boy. Do you like your reward? Oh, I feel amazing. How about we just snuggle for a while? I'll just lay here on your chest and kiss your neck. Until you go all the way soft inside me. Well, of course you can feel it dripping out. You gave me a lot. Look, baby boy. You are the best. We'll shower later. Just hold me. Hold me while I'm all blissed out.